sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
The past few months, we have seen many political divides across the pandemic landscape. For a time, the red states and blue states were enacting very different attitudes and practices pertaining to COVID-19. Blue and red are not just about respective states, but also a state of mind. Blue tends to see things socially or communally. Red tends to see things individually. Blue said save lives. Red said save the economy. Blue said listen to science. Red said listen to the Bill of Rights. Blue said listen to CDC and WHO. Red said listen to the president. In the midst of the fracas, one controversial subject was whether or not to wear a mask. I've seen lots of Asians in many parts of the world wearing face masks at airports and the like. Americans have not been too keen on wearing masks unless you're the Lone Ranger. Does wearing a mask really help? At the beginning of the pandemic, experts were not sure. As time went on, local health departments, CDC, and Dr. Anthony Fauci are all saying, wear a mask. My understanding is that the mask may not keep the virus or germs out, but it does keep them nasty little viruses in. In other words, a mask does not so much protect me as it protects all the people who come into contact with me. If others are wearing masks, I am safer. But what about those who say the state has no right to force me to do anything I do not choose, and I choose to be free? Really? The state has no right to enforce seatbelt laws, no right to force motorcycle riders to wear helmets? It is practical and reasonable for the state to enact laws that provide safety for the greatest number of people. But what about those who defy the government for religious reasons? Recently, there seem to be quite a few of them. Most of them call themselves Christians. So what did Christ teach? Jesus taught, "Greater love hath no man than to lay down his life for a friend." The Christian ethic, therefore, does not hinge around self-interest, but self-sacrifice. If you would be willing to die for a friend or neighbor, that's the Christian ideal. However, to be unwilling even to make a minor sacrifice for the sake of preserving the health and perhaps the life of others is as far from the Christian ethic as one can imagine. Then why were so many who call themselves Christians refusing to wear a mask? Well, that's the million-dollar question. I'm glad to see that even the outspokenly Christian VP Mike Pence has taken to wearing a mask. That leaves only one man in America who thinks himself above needing to wear a mask. He tells us to wear masks, but seems to live by this ethic, do as I say, not as I do. Come to think of it, that's how he acts in many arenas, like paying taxes, telling truth, or loving our neighbor as we love ourselves. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.